This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Smoke rose from the aftermath of airstrikes in Gaza City on Tuesday, as the Israeli military continued their barrage of strikes on what it says are militant targets in the territory. Tuesday's strikes come as Israeli airstrikes killed at least six people across the Gaza Strip and destroyed the home of an extended family early Wednesday. Hamas-run Al-Aqsa Radio said one of its reporters were killed in an airstrike in Gaza City. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told foreign diplomats Wednesday that as he sought to rally support, "We are engaged right now in forceful deterrence." A group of UN human rights experts said in a statement Tuesday that the actions of both sides could amount to war crimes. Zhao Lijian, China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson, again urged the U.S. to support the UN Security Council in promoting a political resolution to de-escalate the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, as Washington claimed it's pursuing a quiet, intensive diplomacy. He said earlier today, "I'm not sure what exactly the U.S. side meant by quiet, intensive diplomacy and what effect that has produced. What we have seen is continued escalation of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict over the past few days and the tragic suffering of innocent civilians, including women and children. What we have heard is the longing and cry for peace from the chaos and ruins of war." The United States, Israel's top ally, blocked for a third time on Monday what would have been a unanimous statement by the 15-nation UN Security Council expressing grave concern over the intensifying Israeli-Palestinian conflict and the loss of civilian lives. This is VOA News. The European Union has slammed Belarus for its closure of the country's biggest independent online news publication, Tutpi, as one of its reporters left prison after serving 6 months for her reporting on the death of a protester killed during a crackdown on demonstrations against authoritarian ruler Alexander Lukashenko. In a statement on May 19th, an EU spokesman called the blocking a day earlier of the popular news site an act of continued repression and intimidation against independent media. Belarusian authorities also raided Tutpi's offices in Minsk and other regions and the homes of its journalists and employees, breaking the door leading to the apartment of Marina Zolotava, the site's editor-in-chief. The Minsk-based Vyacheslav human rights group said on May 19th that 12 women and two men who worked for the publication had been detained. India is reporting the world's highest single-day death toll from the COVID-19 pandemic. The health ministry on Wednesday said 4,529 people died in a 24-hour period, the first time the South Asian nation posted more than 4,500 single-day deaths from the pandemic. India now has 283,248 COVID-19-related deaths out of more than 25.4 million total infections, placing it second behind the United States, which leads the world with 587,219 deaths out of a confirmed 32.9 million total infections. From Japan, the draft of the defense white paper for 2021 was disclosed on the 13th of May in light of China's intensifying military activities around Taiwan. The white paper states for the first time that the stability of the situation in Taiwan is important for the security of Japan and the stability of the international community. In a new section focusing on relations between the U.S. and China that is increasingly confrontational, the paper says, quote, "Political, economic, and military rivalry between the two is becoming more apparent." The paper then expresses strong security concerns about China. The white paper is set to be reported at a cabinet meeting in July. In a joint statement released after their summit in April, the leaders of Japan and the United States mentioned Taiwan for the first time in 52 years. And migrants continued to trickle into Spain's North African enclave of Ceuta on Wednesday after thousands crossed over from Morocco in the 2 days before. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.